Anonymous wrote, how many times on how many days are you going to rehash the Wilmington 10 story? Enough already. And later added, I'm a longtime listener and fan of WHQR, but I have another nitpicking concern. I listen almost every night to the BBC World News and cringe when I hear for the umpteenth time the blurb on the hour every hour stating that WHQR is proud to carry the BBC. If this is supposed to sound fresh and spontaneous, it doesn't. Listener Robert texted us, glad you're back, George, referring, of course, to George Scheibner. We, too, are glad that George has returned from medical leave fit and ready to slide back in. He's returned to hosting our midday cafe and smooth landings, plus many hours of behind-the-scenes work. As we work through the holiday season, you'll be hearing a number of other voices filling in on various shifts, including our newest, Jennifer Montague, along with Asia Brown, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, yours truly, and others. Cindy Retchen wrote, please stop referring to Social Security and Medicare benefits as entitlements. This is feeding the public perception that these are handouts, which could not be farther from the truth. After paying in over 15% of my wages for the past 30 years, I look forward to finally receiving the benefit that I paid into. I am not donating this year because your station continues to use this term. We had a number of comments on our recent Titan Cement stories on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. A couple of weeks ago, we heard about a recent report skeptical about the supposed economic benefits of the facility and raising concerns about negative community impacts. This week, it was Titan's turn to speak in its favor. You can read the comments on our website. Just search the term Titan. Listener Michael wrote, you seem to have several contributors that like the Wasted Hour, i.e. the Diane Rehm Show, and it seems you will likely persist in carrying it. Therefore, I believe you need my money even less, and I've taken this opportunity of having to resubmit my contribution to lower it even further. And of course, we thank everyone who contacted us yesterday during our one-day end-of-year drive. Many people expressed appreciation for our partnership with Good Shepherd Center and Whole Foods Market. Donna Giles, for example, said, another great reason to contribute to my favorite radio station. Claudia Smith said, I wish Science Friday and Talk of the Nation lasted 2 hours. Maggie Parrish said, I had my TV disconnected so that I could listen to the quality programming. Kimberly Cook said, WHQR is a way of life. Donna King said, I would like to hear even more local news coverage. I enjoyed the coverage of the stadium vote and the elections. Michael Jansen wrote, it is important to have somebody broadcasting real news. Wanda Farmer said, my husband Carl and I love all the classical music, but we would also love to hear more jazz during the day and not always so late. Mimi Kaplan said, you are still there and still wonderful. Sally Sullivan said, I'm away from home and public radio makes me feel like I am at home. Thanks to everyone who made a pledge to WHQR on our one-day drive and helped the Good Shepherd Center receive food from Whole Foods Market. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. We'd intended to close our listener survey earlier, but the website says December 31st, so go to WHQR.org and fill one out. You can also send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.